Thursday's Monday.
Call this meeting to order. Please rise for pledge of allegiance.
Yeah, parent always.
Oh, it's a weekday. Let's help her. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. I'd like approval of the agenda, the consent agenda, and the minutes from January 3rd, 2023.
Quick question on that. It doesn't have me listed on Zoom. This has me listed as present. I don't know if that's a big deal or not.
I think so.
It has Chris listed in Zoom too. Okay. So.
All right. So we'll make that correction. So with the amended minutes, adding Heidi is attending via Zoom. Do I hear a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Okay, any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, opposed? Hearing none, motion carried. Thank you. Okay, any communications? Okay. Items from the public? Hearing none via Zoom and...
Oh. Excuse me. It's Craig Sprader. My camera seems to be out of.
Okay, go ahead, Craig. Did you have something for the public?
Am I back?
Yes, you're back.
The app suddenly closed on me.
Okay,
there is. I just wanted to mention. Over the weekend, the final items came in on the order for the Raymond Theater. So I've finalized that. I'm waiting for shipping information as to when it will arrive.
Okay, sounds great. Looking forward to that project getting complete. So awesome. Okay, any additional items from the public? Hearing none, nobody on attendance at City Hall. Moving on. Fire department head reports, Fire Chief Bill Didion.
I don't have a lot. We recently started a couple of our members in the EMP class, and everything goes well for them. Besides that, starting off the new year. That's all I got. Any questions?
Okay. Anybody know questions for Fire Chief Gideon? Okay. Police Chief Chuck Spohr is absent, obviously, today. Public Works Director Eric Weiber.
Much of a few things. We'll be starting the interior project for the water tank. We'll be taking it offline for a trial run beginning of February. We work with South Bend. They're in conjunction providing water. We're going to provide water for our tank off. We're going to use their system as reservoir. We've been working with the fire chief, and he's making some provisions to make sure we have adequate fire protection on those few months while we're down. But we are going to do a trial run just for a week or so before we actually cut a hole in the side of it. But that's our big project coming up. That's all I got.
Once they open up, how long could it take to do the inside?
They have until the end of May. We're hoping we're going to do as soon as they can.
Okay.
Bastards back online.
Can they do it even in inclement weather?
Yep.
Because they all know the climate
that tank.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. They're actually going to start earlier than they were planning. And does play into effect because we need to make sure softness. But the summertime is a little harder with water.
Right. Yeah.
So we're excited to get that completed.
It'll be nice.
It will be.
Can you give me a brief update on the building project on Folk Street?
I was over for a walkthrough the other day. They're working on getting it dried out. They have working on the roofing, getting that taken care of. They are installing windows and siding at this time. I think they're waiting to get it fairly dry before they bring their plumbers and, well, they have some of the plumbing, but before they do much
trishing. That makes sense.
Yeah. It's very wet. And they were having some issues with the underlayment, which isn't actually part of the a roof system that would actually need to be waterproof. They were just hoping it would be a little more waterproof than it was. They were working that out.
Have they given you a finish date yet?
No, I'm not sure what the projected, off the top of my head, finish date was, but it seemed like they were still figuring they were kind of on track.
We just signed for an extension for into 2024.
But that's, they always extend it out, usually a year, just for, because the paperwork for extensions are a little extensive. So that's not unusual.
Okay.
So. Last time they said, hopefully it's great. But we have extended 2024 if needed.
Nice to be the double strong.
Crazy.
I just have one. You know that crosswalk that goes across 101 at Durham? Is there a way we can make it safer or light it? You know, some, the flashing lights on the signs. Is there a possibility we can keep those there because it's so dark?
Yeah, there. It's the state. Requested. I think there's some litigation on that with the state at the moment. So,
but it's just so dangerous.
Yeah.
It is dangerous. That's why they didn't.
But they took it out and they should have made provisions to make it safer when they did.
But they took it out so people wouldn't use it. We're talking a block.
Yeah. But yeah. The nice light up dealies would have been nice.
Well, I mean, if they put it back in, they should have made it safer. That's the case. It's just, I mean, it's.
This is their engineer's rendition of safe.
People were crossing without it. So yeah. They were hoping, at least in my opinion, that it would at least make it safer.
The lights don't even, the street lights don't even hit that. And somebody crosses in the dark and the rain, and it's a recipe for disaster. So that's just nice.
It's been numerous times. We actually are working on it. We'll continue to see if we can work something out with them. At this point, it's a little bit on hold.
Those things at the crosswalk at South Bend, you can actually get a grant for those. The school used to be able to apply for those. We didn't ever qualify because we don't have enough traffic going up Commercial Street to qualify for those flashing yellow lights that says there's a crosswalk here. That would have enough traffic to qualify, but the problem is it's a coast highway and they're not, I mean, but if they got it in South Bend.
Oh, yeah,
but
it's a state highway.
Yeah, but it is in South Bend too.
It is, but you would be surprised if it was.
Yeah, to get the grant. I see what you're saying, but I was thinking, they wouldn't even allow it because
they allow it.
They don't. Yeah, they do, but you have to pay for it.
We looked a little bit into this and had some good plans and ideas and for now.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he's telling you there's litigation involved. There's nothing the state's going to do in that location until the litigation is resolved. We can't do anything.
I know that.
So we can't do anything because of that as well.
Well, we can't do it because it's state highway.
Right.
Either,
but
know,
even
literally,
we have looked into it. Everything's on hold until that is resolved. So hopefully sooner rather than later.
I'm too pragmatic. I just think, come on, if you're going out there in the pitch black of dark, taking your own life in your own hand, and you can't walk a block up to the light where there's a crosswalk, and they're a lighted crosswalk.
Yeah.
Why do we have to, just for a few people that are too lazy to walk?
Well, my thing is that they're kids too, and kids don't even think, they just cross. There's a crosswalk, I'm going to cross. And
there isn't a crosswalk. There's a waiting section.
They took the crosswalk out.
Yes.
Yeah. For a reason.
So anyway, any further questions or discussion to the
sorry.
That's all good.
Fix the crosswalk there.
Nothing that has not been discussed multiple times. So okay. For Treasurer Gail McIntosh. how many empties this time. Okay. So we're going to adjourn to executive session regarding personnel. I would say that we'll need an executive session for, I would say, 15 minutes. Potentially there'll be decision made afterwards. Maybe not, but hopefully there will when we come back in from executive session. We're going into executive session at 6:10. If we're gone for 15 minutes, that will be 6:25. Okay, I'm calling the meeting back to order at 6:26 from executive session. If I could get a motion to approve the temporary position in public works.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carried. Okay. Mayor's comments. I don't think I have any. So if I do, I'll think of them for next time. Council comments.
Are we going to have the old business?
Oh, that's. There's two things.
See, there's what we needed.
Two things. I do have something. I have received one application for the police chief's position.
Just one.
I know that there will be one more coming. I have set February 3rd at 11 o'clock for the interviews. I have the interview panel set. If for those who want to know, it's myself, Steve Jones, Kayla will sit in, a detective from Thurston County Sheriff's Office, and there was one other person. Oh, and Jennifer Mullen from a citizen involved. Yeah. So there'll be five, total of five people. And about a week before the interviews, I will send out, I will probably mail out the packets because the one interview packet I, or the one application I have is quite large. So I won't try to email it. So I will probably bring it back to your house or whatever.
Call, I can come and get mine.
I can do that too. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And moving on to the next step with the fire chief.
Please, chief.
Did I say fire chief? Folks, I was going to let him know a different period of time. Police chief, sorry. Instead of old business, what I thought, let's see what you thought about future council topics. Would that be something then you could, everybody on the council could, if there was a topic that for the next council meeting that you would like added? Or because old business, I mean, is already in the council minute. I mean, everything we talk about is in the minutes. But if there was.
I don't know. We just always had it in other board meetings with old business that I've been on. And I don't know. I like to be reminded of what we talked about. Can that be put in what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Something that we already brought up once and we want to continue talking?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah. However you want to label it, it's fine by me. Same thing.
So we'll look at that. Just try to figure out the best way to get it on there. So, okay. Any additional council comments? Yes, Tony.
There was a request for a monthly report on the budget.
Yep.
My budget's right on track. First 2 weeks.
It's only been 17 days. There's not probably too much to report on the budget.
Okay.
I would say you might see those once a month. Yeah. Not once every 2 weeks. So
okay, well, I was used to looking at that when I was mayor. I thought it was a very good document.
Well, I think all you've seen was a printout.
Yeah.
Right. We're talking something a little bit more extensive than
that. That's fine, but so, I thought it was just going to be the printout.
No.
Okay.
No, I think Ian had something more in mind, like a department head report.
Oh,
okay. So. And any additional council comments? Hearing none, do I hear a motion to adjourn? Or do you want to stay and talk?
Move to adjourn.
Okay, for a second. Second. All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Oh, sorry, I voted. Opposed? Motion carried. Please adjourn.